So, Father, we come to your throne today, Lord. We thank you to the throne of grace, that you giveth grace, you giveth help in our time of need. We thank you for the baptism that most of us has already passed through today. We thank you for the grace of the lily, the beautiful grace of the lily that you clothe us with. We thank you for the righteousness that we have with you, Lord. This beautiful white robe that you giveth us, the crown of righteousness that we wear, the right standing that we wear that is of you, the glorious grace of the lily, the glorious power of the tree of life that we have been given access to, the Father's love. This room where you are, Lord. This room where you are. Where you are, there shall we be also. To be clothed in you. To be overshadowed in you. To be filled. To be saturated. To be in you, Lord, where you are. To be in the Father. To be clothed in the Father. To be loved of the Father. To be overshadowed with the Father. To be held by the Father. In perfect surrender to you, Father, we surrender. There's times in this particular place that I'll spend a lot of time, depending on what's flowing. The object is not to rush through this. But today, because of training purposes, we're going to move to the plumb line. So from here, I see as walking over the Jordan. Walking over the 12 stones, and I see those 12 stones as the foundations of everything he's given us. It's like the apostolic government. And we stand on them, and they're our rock. I stood on them for 18 months. But then I see as I stand on them, I have the remembrance of the Jordan baptism, the constant remembrance of the depths of his baptism and the thankfulness of passing through this Jordan and into Gilgal. And when I get into Gilgal, I'll give him thanks that he rolled away the reproach of Egypt and the continuous circumcision of the Jordan and Gilgal. That reproach was rolled away, that he circumcised us, and he rolled that reproach away from us. Father, you roll away the reproach continuously from us. You take off the reproach and you roll it away. You roll it all away. You roll away the fallen image. You roll away the fallen reproach of man. You roll it all away, Father. We thank you. It's all rolled away. We thank you. It's rolled away. Some of you are feeling that right now. As I begin to speak, you're feeling the rolling away of the reproach. You're feeling it rolling off of you. Most of it's done on your way up in the Jordan, when we go to the Jordan. But some of you right now, releasing and rolling away. We present it all, the winnowing fork, you separating it all off, taking off the old man, taking off the reproach, taking off Egypt, wilderness, all the way back to Adam. As here, as we begin to stand before Jericho, as we stand in the light of the glory of God, it is here when Jesus just came out of his baptism. And as a sign, the Father came upon him. But this is the death. He said he was raised in glory and honor. Today, you come out to meet us with a blessing of goodness. Today, we're raised up together with you. Today, we're made to sit together with you. Today, Lord, you crowneth us with glory. And with honor, You crowneth us as joint heirs with glory and with honor. You crown us with glory. You crown us with honor. You make us have dominion over the works of your hands, Lord. You make us have dominion over the works of your hands. You crowned us here. We were raised together with you. When you were raised, we were raised. When you sat down, we sat down. When you were crowned, we're crowned. When dominion is restored to you, dominion is now restored to us. Today, as we are seated with you, clothe us in the glory and the honor in the joint heirship. You clothe us in a dominion as you set the crown of pure gold upon our head. You set the crown of pure gold. You have restored our state of dominion. You have restored us into the light. We walk into the light as you are in the light. We are partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. The marvelous light translated out of darkness into the marvelous light. You clothe us in the marvelous light. You clothe us in the dominion. You clothe us in the glory. You clothe us in joint heirship. We're making our transition now from sons to joint heirs as we sit down with him, seated together with him, joint heirs. Now just take a moment. See yourself seated. See yourself ascending. See yourself clothed with glory and honor. See him bringing out the crown, meeting you with a blessing of goodness, setting the crown upon your head. See the dominion restored. Just begin to whisper those things and see them in your heart. Begin to agree with your position. It doesn't matter how you feel, do it anyway. I am raised together with you. I have been made to sit together with you. I am joined with you where you are. I am crowned this day in a restored state of glory and honor. You do clothe me today with glory and honor of joint heirship. You set the crown of pure gold upon our head. You have to see that. Everything you're going to do in the next level is from joint heirship. I receive. I've been seated into dominion. I receive the dominion, the crown of dominion. Now you maketh me to have dominion. You've set me over the works of your hands. As I am in you, Lord, I'm seated in your dominion. I'm seated in the glory and the honor. You maketh me to have dominion. You've set me over. Now I'm beginning to move over the Jericho circle. You're in a place that is above now. Today we'll see Jericho as just this church. We're just drawing a circle around it. Seeing we're positioned above. Father, you have set us to have dominion over the works of your hands. You have set all things under our feet. And today, as this circle is being drawn in the Spirit, Today, as this circle is being drawn, today we ask for the release of your holy angels, the armed forces of heaven. You are the Lord of the armies of heaven, the angelic armies of heaven, Lord of hosts. We are seated together with you. Today we release a host, a legion of your holy angels into this circle as we sit with you where you are in this third heaven place. We are above only. We sit down and we ask for the release of the holy angels to flood the portal, to flood the cylinder, to release them all the way, a whole angelic army for the express purpose of dismantling all second heaven interference, second heaven darkness, to dismantle all darkness. We decree all darkness within this circle now. Be thou dismantled, be thou loosed, be thou removed. As we now from this position of being seated together, you, we step down into the circle. I want you to be aware that you're both with the Father and in here. You may not quite be able to fully do that, but just be aware. Stand down into the circle. You're in a different circle than you were earlier. You're in one that's been encased by God now. Father, within this circle, you maketh us have dominion. You set all things under our feet here. And you set the crown down and within the perimeter. We see the crown coming within the perimeter of the circle. The crown of omnipresent omniscience. The crown of omnipotent dominion. You crown us with glory. You crown us with honor. You crown us here. And Father, we stand here for this final operation that both ends a full season and begins a new one, to fulfill your prayer, Lord, your last prayer on earth, your greatest prayer you ever prayed, to fulfill the perfection of it. As we are in you and you are in the Father where you are, you are in us here, and the Father's in you and with you here. Here in the earth. Here where we are. That you promised the Father would love us if we would make the ascent to where you are. We also promise that you and the Father and the Father, you said, my Father and I will come and make our abode with you where you are. That this whole cylinder be flooded from the third heaven to the first heaven with the glory of the Father. Where, Father, we see as you were with Moses in his tabernacle, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. And Moses walked in the midst of it. We are, and our body is that tabernacle now. And you come and flood us where we are. That you come and dwell in us. Father, I am in them. You're in me, you said, Lord. You said you're in us. Behold, the kingdom of God is within us. Every good gift, every perfect gift coming down from you to us. Thy will be done on the earth as it is in heaven. We are one with you in heaven. We ask now to be one with you in the earth. As you were with Solomon in his temple and the manifest glory where the priests could not stand, that you would flood our temple and be with us. In the same way you were with the Lord on the Mount of Transfiguration, that was an earthly encounter showing the tabernacle of God is with man. Even the law and the prophets were there to witness it. Your church was there to witness it. Peter, James, and John were caught up into that glory as you came to inhabit Christ in the earth, to where his body and his clothes lit up with the light of the glory of God, the manifest glory, the Father's ministry, the Father's glory touching down in the earth. The tabernacle of God is now with man in this portal where I am, you be with us now. That you're with us, Father, as we are with you. That you perfect the oneness with us and through us. It is the prayer that you prayed, Lord, that we do keep in our heart now. We come in agreement with the prayer that you prayed. Father, that I am in them and you're in me in the earth. The Lord prayed that they may be perfect in the oneness. It was this oneness, Lord, that you came, that was the prototype for all generations. It was this oneness, a perfected state of you being the mediator that brings the Father down into the earth in us and with us. Father, it's you with us, Emmanuel, God with us, your glory with us, your manifested love with us, that all the love that you have for the Son, that your love may be in us. As you're in us, Father's love, Father's glory, Father's power, Father's manifest glory, Father's light, Father's transfigurating light, transfigurating glory, touching down into the earth. Behold, the tabernacle of God is with man. You are with us. You are with us. We do keep this word. Father, we thank you. It has already been given. Today we see this has already been given. Lord, you already gave us this. It was a gift you gave us. You gave us the right to be with you where you are in the heavenly places of the Father. And you gave us the glory that you had. The Father's glory was with you in the earth. With you manifesting as it was in the days of the transfiguration. This right, this gift, this glory is what you have freely given us. We freely receive what you freely given. We keep it. We rehearse it. We see it flooding this house, setting down with us, Father. As with Moses, I know we could go on building with an anointing. But Father, as Moses' prayer was, you offered to give him the promised land with the angels, with the hornets. You said you'll remain. The angels will take him in. But you weren't present. Moses said, no, Father, I cannot go if you aren't with us. Father, we've built so many years without you. Everything we've done, we've had your Holy Spirit. We've had wisdom. We've had Christ in us. But the one element, this one great operation, that Moses would refuse to go to the promised land without was you present with us. This was the master plan from the master architect. It was always in your heart to have a generation that you could come and dwell in, do exploits, demonstrate, work, love, heal, set free, save, but you would be present doing it, manifest present with us, so we could say and honestly declare these works are coming, yes, from the Holy Spirit, yes, from the Lord Jesus. The Father's here authoring all that you see done. He's authoring and he's present. And your love would be with us and among us. And your glory would be with us and among us. And we know you're with us, Father. This is promised.
It was promised in the Lord in his final prayer. It was promised. This was all available to us. You promised you would do this, Lord. Did we ask anything in your name? We're asking what you asked. We're praying what you prayed.
We're in agreement today. Our worth and our value can only come by your righteousness. We can only ask this because you gave us a right standing to do so. It is your glory, Lord, you have given freely to us. It is the prayer that you prayed that every one of us here now hone and lock into with all of our heart, all of our mind. This is the final thing that we keep. The fulfillment of the oneness. The perfecting of the oneness. The perfecting of Father coming down the ladder that's been stretched from the right hand of God down. We are that ladder. We are the window. We are the gate. You're the glory. You're the healer. You're the manifester. We're just a ladder that you step down from heaven into earth. But it's our authority in the earth that you have given us. We've given it to you. It's the dominion. As we stretch down into the earth, Father, we want to know, as the Lord knew, even the night his disciples all left him, he said, you're all going to leave me tonight. You're going to leave me alone. Yet I'm not alone. My Father's with me. It's that place that we were never alone, Lord. I never feel alone when I'm with you, where you are. But here, I want the same perfected oneness that I have with you, where you are. I'm asking to perfect it here. Let your holy angels clear out all that need to be cleared out. Let faith arise as we welcome you, Father. Holy Spirit, we thank you. You're with us. You operate. You function with us. You anoint us. But you also teach us. Erkamei. The jurisdictional transference. You've taught us how to go up. You've taught us how to abide. How to dwell. You've taught us how to move into the realms. You've taught us how to receive of the grace. You've showed us. You've given us a map. You brought us to the Father. Many of us. You did not leave us as orphans. But you also now teach us the jurisdictional transfer from heaven to earth. For thy will, Father, to be accomplished on the earth as it is here. I'm asking, Father, the oneness that we have with you here will be with us in the earth. Now you see how I'm jumping back and forth? You can move. You can go back to the Father, pray to him, and then stand down in the earth and agree with what he said. You're standing in both realms. When I pray to him, I go back to where he is, and then I go down and keep his word, because ultimately his word's going to bring him down. It is his oath to us. I stand back down into the earth. It is your oath. Lord, you spoke it through the Lord Jesus, who is incapable of lying. He is the oath. It is the truth. These are the words of truth that you will make your abode with us in the earth, and your angelic army and this ladder will clear out a pathway, a highway of Zion that goes both ways, both to you and from you, And you, Father, will come down the highway of Zion to dwell with man again in manifest glory, in manifest presence. And the works that you did, Lord, in the fullness we will do also, because the Father's with us and you are with us and the Holy Spirit is with us and the angelic army is with us and that God is with us in the earth. Not many get to have that, Father, but I'm asking a whole generation, and I'm asking it to start right here. I'm asking you, Lord, and I will keep your word to the very end. I will stand down in this portal, Lord, to see the abiding glory of your promise complete. You're the author of this. I didn't author this. Nobody has that kind of wisdom. You authored it. You'll finish. You'll keep the word. You're the one that's going to bring Father down. He's in you. He has to travel in you, Lord. He has to come down through you. But you're in us. Your glory's in us. Christ in us. The hope of glory. That you would bring Father to make your abode with us here. It's here, Father. When I'm with you, you make me whole, but it's here that others will be made whole. It's here that those who do not know you must see your heart, Father. There's so many lies about who you are. Let the world see you again. Let them experience your glory, not in one vessel. Hundreds of thousands. Let this be the generation that fulfills this oneness. My prayer now is to perfect the oneness. The Lord gave us this place. He gave it to us. It was His to give, Father. He had it. He demonstrated it. He showed you to the world. He asked man to believe that you were with him when he did that. He was asking humanity to look at you, not him. He was asking because he wanted to show you, Father, in the earth. He wanted to show man his glory. And you want to do it again? He wants us to have what he had. He wants us to see this. He wants us to bring you down in manifested glory. He wants to bring you down to us, Father. He gave it to us. It's ours by inherited right. I cannot earn something like that. I don't deserve it in the natural. But in you I deserve it. You made me worthy. Only your grace makes us worthy of such things. But how can we stop when we see it, Lord? How can we stop? How can we stop? We're so close to seeing what you've wanted from the beginning. You've given us the keys and the mysteries of it. I want you, Father, to be with me the way you were with the Lord. I want you to be with me in Him, in me, where I am, the way you're with Him. I want to be able to pray to you. When trouble comes, He said I could call on my Father right now for 12 legions of angels. I will not, because I am here to take their place. But you could have. And you did. Because they were with you day and night, ascending and descending. Constantly keeping the heavens open. Constantly keeping the union with you and Father. Never was it ever interfered with. You did it so perfectly, Lord. Oh, we could just obtain a part of it. The tabernacle of God is with man. It's probably the most important prayer I've ever prayed, Father. All the ones we prayed, this one, that you would be with us. We're not shouting. We're with you. I come to stand with you again, where you are. I need you with me in the earth. We all need you to be with us. We don't want to go in the promised land without you. Because I know we could, and I don't want to. I don't want to cry without you. I don't want to cry. Just angelic armies. The crown and the ark that was in Jericho, Father, you are. The Lord stands as Lord of hosts between the cherubim and the ark, and you stand in him and manifest your glory. David saw it, Father. You had already made him a king. You had already fulfilled his heart's desires, he wanted. The habitation of your glory with him. He saw it. That day, Nathan got so excited. Nobody ever wanted that. They never saw it. It took a lot to get you there. Men died, not understanding the price of the glory. There are parts of us that have to die. It was very imperfect, but he wanted you to be with him, Father. It wasn't enough to have the crown. It's not enough, Father, to go into the promised land without you. It's not enough. It's not enough, Father. My ambitions, Father, I wanted to go out. I did not see the way I see now. I did not know what you wanted. I want to teach people over the world how to do this, Father. But I can't go teach them something I don't have. That's why we haven't been released. This is the final one, Father. The other things are just the fruits. This is what makes it happen. This is all of it. Your glory with us in the earth, with the Lord and the Holy Spirit. I am the temple of the living God. God has said, I will walk in them. I will be with them and I will walk in them. The tabernacle of God is with man. I will keep your words till you fulfill this promise. You know I will not let go. You know I will let go. Until you stand down here with us. And everybody will know it. Nobody will have to say anything when you're here. They'll all know. You will announce your arrival. Heaven always announces arrival. Then we can do something, Father, great. Then it will not be us that does it. It will be you. And we'll all know it. I'm asking intercessors in this house today, do not make this promise if you're not capable of it. If you're capable of making this promise, then do it. That you will keep this word with me until Father shows up here.
You don't need to tell me, you need to tell him, but do not promise him that if you're incapable of doing it. But there's some of you are. You have been trained, you have the kind of focus, you have the faith. You understand what it is we're doing now. If you're capable of that, then join with me in the agreement together that we will go down this final road here. The Father will build the final part of this highway. The angels are already clearing it out. The Lord will build. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He will build the final highway of the Father dwelling with man in the earth. We see that this has been given. Your glory has already been given. Our faith is aligning with your faith, with your heart's desire, Lord, to clear out the road. It's so overwhelming to understand the magnitude of these words and how powerful they are. You did not speak them to multitudes. How we found them, I'll never know. But we did find them. And we will keep them. Father makes his habitation here among us. Amen.